Cut Rate Cops is filmed on location with the cost-conscious men and women of law enforcement.
I'm in pursuit of a stolen vehicle, or at least I would be, but I have to make this tank of gas last till Friday.
10-4, maintain your position, and maybe the suspect will drive back your way and park nearby. Over.
They're the thin blue line when city budgets are in the red on the next Cut Rate Cops.
All available units, we have a 1071 in progress. Repeat, a 1071.
Sorry, dispatch, we can't afford to respond to anything higher than a 213, over.
They're taking a bite out of crime as the economy takes a bite out of their operating budget on the next Cut Rate Cops.
Yeah, a guy wants to rent my uniform for his Village People tribute band. How much should I charge? Over.
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
I just want to scream!
If you've ever hurt yourself and couldn't deal with the pain, now you can with Darn It All.
So you mean now it's okay to curse whenever I hurt myself?
With new Darn It All, watching your mouth is a thing of the past.
Ah! Mother! Ah! Wow! I feel great!
Darn It All helps you deal with pain using the most colorful language available. Consult your physician before taking Darn It All. Side effects include sore throat, parents covering their children's ears, and rickets. Whether you stub a toe, crash your car into an abutment, or inadvertently cut off a limb...
Ah! Holy... Oh, no, 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 no!
Just say Darn It All.
Wow, this really works. It's either that or I'm losing a lot of blood.
So the next time pain hits you, say anything you want with Darn It All.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
The rest of us can't tell whether you're bellowing at a coworker or at your imaginary friend. But there's one thing we can tell. Your incredibly inflated sense of self-importance.
That's right, you're the only one that matters.
When we see that stupid wireless set strapped to your head, we wish it did have a wire so we could strangle you with it and get some peace.
That would make a nice ringtone.
I'll call someone who gives a crap.
Like some other idiot with a Bluetooth, yeah.
So the next time you're frightened by the sound of someone having a loud, one-sided conversation, don't worry. Most likely, it's an escaped mental patient. Or worse, it could be Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User, a real American hero.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
I really gotta get me one of those.
Now it's time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Sherry in the morning. To join the show, dial 323-203-0815 and get in on the fun. And now, here's your morning show hosts, Sam and Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning,
already
Sam.
Smiling and radiant.
Thank you. How can we not be on this amazing day?
Amazing day. Wednesday, October 28th.
Yay!
Is that something to celebrate?
Happy hump day!
Okay.
You know that I never knew what Happy Hump Day was for years. Like,
really?
I never understood because, you know, when MySpace was really big and everyone would, like, post comments on your page and would say, Happy Hump Day.
Right.
And I was just like, I don't get it. Is everyone humping on
Humping
Wednesday?
Each other and stuff.
Right. Like, yeah. I just didn't get, like, that. And I felt kind of out of the loop.
Yeah.
And then finally someone was like, it's the middle of the week. It's the hump of the week. I'm like, oh, it was like something, this huge light bulb went off. And I'm like, it suddenly didn't feel so dumb.
You thought you were missing out on something.
Totally.
Huh? Everybody's humping except me.
Oh, you know, I was humping on different days of the week. I just didn't know what made Wednesday so special for humping.
Well, now you know.
I do. Now I feel cool.
So how are you doing this morning?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Like, this weather right now, because we're having fall weather, is, like, seriously, like, invigorates me. Like, I get outside and I just want to hug the world. Not that I'm not normally like that anyway.
Right.
But, there's just something about, like, the crispness in the air that just makes you feel so alive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, I'm always, like, walking to get my coffee, and I just, like, want to jump and hug everybody on my path.
Yeah.
And shake
them. Well, it comes across. I mean, you know, you can tell. People are probably going, who's this? What's she on?
Yeah, totally. Crystal meth. I don't know. I read Andre Agassi was on crystal meth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was just in the news today.
That's
the reason why crystal meth just jumped in my head. They said, yeah, like, I guess during 1997, when he was playing one of those years
of
Brooke Shields.
Oh, he was playing at the time?
Yeah, on crystal meth.
Really?
He wrote it in his new book. But yeah, so that's why that jumped in my head. I don't know if you hug people on crystal meth. But I just like
probably
shake shirts and be like, don't you love this weather?
Yeah.
And it's getting me so excited to go back east.
Yeah.
Not the Middle East like you.
Not the Middle East. Yeah, I'm going farther east.
You are. How long is your flight going to be?
Well, I am stopping at in London for a couple of days.
I know. I read.
A day and a half or something.
I wanted to be so happy for you.
Yeah,
but
you can't. It's very difficult for
me. No,
you.
The good side of my soul says, be happy. The jealous side of my soul is like, fuck!
Yeah. Excuse me, you go to New York. I'm jealous too.
New York, London.
Yeah.
Actually, New York's my favorite city, but London.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. So how long are you going to go there for?
You know, I haven't been there since I was probably like 13 years old.
Oh, you were going to need to spend some time
there. It's going to be, I'm going to see it differently this time, obviously.
Take lots of pictures. Like, bring me home lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Bring me home a Londoner. A man, preferably. Oh, my God. I'm, like, really, really excited. Yeah. You're going to have such a good time.
Like a Hugh Grant or something. That's what you like.
Yeah. You know, him in Notting Hill is kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not an Indian Londoner. And I don't mean that with any sort of racism at all.
At all. You're
at
just
all.
Not attracted to them.
No, it's not even that. I've actually slept with one for years. 10 years, actually, since I've lived out here. But no, it's because every time I'm around them, I always want to go, welcome to 7-Eleven. Would you like a Slurpee?
And, I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, and they don't find it so funny.
No.
But they can make fun of me being a Jew.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
why
just,
would they?
Oh, because it's funny. Like my favorite Jew joke.
Uh-huh.
Why are Jewish people's noses so big?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
air is free.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's so stupid.
No, it's not.
It's stupid.
No, that's because you've heard it probably for years. Okay, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe?
I don't know.
A canoe tips.
Okay. I've heard that one.
That one's better, huh?
Okay, no. I'm laughing at how stupid it is.
You're so warm. Anyway, so yeah. So one of my best friends is Indian, so I always do the 7-Eleven thing, and he just gives me these eyes, and then I'm like, okay, I'll call you Aladdin then.
Yeah.
Let's go on a magic carpet ride.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah, I mean, it's a stereotype, but it's true.
Yeah, and not that we should go around spreading them, but if you can't laugh at these things, then, you know, you got to laugh more.
There you go.
So, so you should spend a lot of time there.
Well, I'm going to be there only for a couple days, really.
Right.
Not even complete days. So it's like, I'm arriving on Friday and leaving on Saturday night. So I'll have like 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to get those chips in. The best things in the
world. Chips?
Yeah, like the French fries.
Oh, the French fries.
Yeah, with the vinegar on them.
Uh-huh,
like seriously,
like fish and chips and stuff.
Yeah, but I skip the fish part. Just go straight to the chips.
I see, okay.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
I know, there's a lot of stuff there, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have such a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Although I'm going to be by myself, but I'm meeting someone there too, you know, like... my brother-in-law, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
that was going to be a dumb question. Sorry. I was going to say your wife's husband
wife's
or your
brother.
Brother's husband?
My wife's husband.
I meant your... Never mind. Let's go back to fall weather. See, my brain's floating away.
So there's going to be a lot I'm going to have to see in 2 days,
yeah.
You know?
You'll get it done.
And I want to see everything.
Yeah, a music scene. Like, I haven't been back, I was studied in there when I was 19 for 6 months, you know,
right.
Studied in school there. And then I would think I went back like 2 years later to surprise my best friend who went to live out there for 6 months. And so, yeah, that was probably like 21. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. You're getting old.
But I've been looking at it like the crazy thing about you going is that for the last week or so, him and I, my best friend, have been talking about going back. Like, we really want to go. And so all week long, we've just been checking prices just to see.
Really? For
yeah.
London, huh?
Yeah, just to see. And there's always all these great deals. There was one, like, have you ever heard of Travel Zoo?
Yes.
It's one of the best websites. They have the most amazing deals. Well, they had for $4.99, not that I want to tell you this because you might get mad. For $4.99, they had like 4 days, and that included airfare and hotel in London.
That's amazing.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so cheap, $4.99. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't have $4.99, no matter how cheap it is. But point is that we just kept looking. And
that's not enough. I mean, you're going to need at least three times that just for your shopping.
Well, you hopefully meet some cute people that'll buy you stuff.
I guess that's your MO, right?
Not really. Well, I'm just thinking London hopefully is better than LA and they'll find me attractive over there. They like big booties, right? No, that's Jamaica. Damn it, it's wrong country. I don't know. When I was in London, though, I was so dumb. Like, I barely even drank.
Uh-huh.
Like, college was like a non-drinking time for me.
Really?
You know, well, I was engaged and my, you know, ex-fiancé was back in Miami and I was in New York and I just wanted to go home and talk to him every day.
Oh.
It was so stupid. Who goes off to college and one wants to sit and talk on the phone?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, me. Yeah. That worked out well for me. So I missed out on the whole, like, drinking. And then I was so dumb. I was in London studying and all I wanted to do was, again, get on the phone with him. So they would, like, take a trip to Stonehenge and I'm like, I'm just going to sleep in. I'm a little tired. Who misses out on these trips?
Yeah, how exciting.
I know. And then like years later, I'm like, you're an idiot. You missed out on so much because you wanted to talk on the phone.
Yeah. You're hopeless.
I like talking.
And now with the texting. Oh, you like talking.
In case you haven't noticed.
No, I haven't noticed.
You probably had a bunch of stuff. You probably always, have a bunch of stuff to say like when you come in and then I just like cut you off right away?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because you know I'm just going to ramble.
Yeah.
I love myself. I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want people to go to our... You set up a page for us on Facebook.
I did. Without you being... Finally, we just talked about it a week ago. For you, mister.
Yeah,
how long have you had Sam in the morning?
I haven't had a page for Sam in the morning.
I know. I'm saying... You're saying finally, and I'm saying how long have you had the show?
Oh, I see. Before we did anything.
Yeah, I only took a week to do it.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
After
blame
I
me.
Asked you.
No, you
did. I did ask you.
Selective memory. No,
really?
You didn't. I said, you know what? You have an LA Talk Radio page. Like, why don't you have a Sam and Sherry? And you're like, that's a good idea. You can do it.
Yeah.
That's what basically what the conversation
Is that how it
was.
Went?
Yes. Remember, folks, he's the one with the bad memory, not me. So trust me
I'm
on this
I'm going to have to do something about that.
Yeah, listen to these shows more.
Maybe some find some potions in the Holy Land.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. Why not? They have like a skinny potion. Bring something back. Come on.
Let me tell you, though, in Israel, you walk a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so... So people are, you still have like overweight people there and stuff, you know, obviously.
Well, the food.
The food. But you walk a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm planning to eat a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, but I also know I'm going to walk a lot.
Yeah.
So it
well, New York's
like,
a walking town, too.
Yes, exactly.
When I lived there, though, I didn't really ever want to walk. Like, I would be like, I'm taking a cab for like 2 blocks. But now if I lived there, it would be so different because I'm so much more into like exercise now.
Yeah, I mean,
like
here we sit on our asses all day,
you
know?
I literally, when I moved out here to, when I moved to Hollywood after living in Burbank for a few years, I was living on the corner and literally like 1 block away was the Wendy's. And my friend and I, my roommate at the time, we would drive. Like, I'm talking
Wendy's.
About a block.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. We would drive. Not only are we getting crappy food in our bodies, but we're driving there, too. We were so lazy. We had just kind of come from New York a little bit, plus we were just lazy.
Yeah.
And kind of
stoned. This town will make you this way.
It does. Like, it really does. You, like, always feel like you have to drive everywhere. But living in West Hollywood, though, I, like, walk everywhere around there, which
I'm
is
sure.
nice.
Yeah.
I was excited for that when I moved there.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Life's
Hollywood.
Cool.
So, I mean, are you, like, in the midst of all the gay people and stuff there?
I am in the gayborhood.
In the gayborhood?
Yes. It's the gayborhood. But I'm telling you, we leave no one knows where I live. We leave our door unlocked.
Really?
Yeah. I mean... The only thing I ever have to worry about is if like a man comes in, a gay man, and like raids my closet and like, gives me a 2 thumbs down for my wardrobe.
No, I'm curious. Why would you leave your door unlocked? What's the point in that?
Well, it's my roommate thing. She's lazy and doesn't like to really bring her keys very often. Like the first month that I lived there with her, I was like, are we really leaving our door unlocked? Mm-hmm. And now I've just gotten used to it and no one's ever... I mean, the building is secure in itself. You need a key to get into the building.
Right.
But really, the only people in the building are like really old people that have lived there like 20 years. Right. God, they're such yentas. It's so funny. Like whenever someone is new in the building or I have a guest, they start talking to the guest. They want to know what building, what apartment
I'm
number
sure.
they're going to, how long they're staying. I'm just like, wow. It just reminds me of like these little New Yorkers like they used to live in my grandparents' community and stuff where everyone's into everybody's business.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's very funny. So it's either them that I already... are like the neighborhood watch, so you don't have to worry about crime there, or else like gay men
yeah.
and stuff. So it's and it's just it's a great area and it's clean.
Yeah, is it really
super clean?
Yeah,
yes, everything like you never see trash on the street. I mean, it is its own city, which I didn't know when I first moved out here. That I mean, we have our own police people.
Yeah.
Police people.
And the mayor.
Yeah, yeah, city of West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
All it's like 2 miles long.
Yeah.
So it's obviously very clean because they have a lot of people working for the city.
Yeah.
That's not very big.
No.
So yeah. The good thing is that I can go to bars that are gay enough to worry about getting picked up on.
Yeah.
Although that's not really
true. Yeah, why would you worry about that?
I know, I really
that's what you try to get.
I'm kidding, I really want it.
Yeah.
Speaking of bars, I went to one last night, the only straight bar in my gayborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I look over, I'm with my gay best friend, and there is a man. We're sitting outside on the patio. In the cold, which I loved. Like, the first when we got to the bar, the people are like, the server's like, oh, you guys are roughing it tonight because we were the only ones out there. And
was
I'm like,
it still windy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, how can you not appreciate this? I don't want to be like all cooped up inside, you know?
Right.
So we sat outside, but I looked over to my right and there was a guy with an infant in the bar.
In the bar?
Yes. He
really?
Had his, he had, okay, but it's like the outside, it's the patio, but it doesn't matter. It's a bar where you have to be a certain age to get in. And he has his infant sitting up on like the countertop. There's people smoking all around them.
Yeah.
He's got a beer in front of him and he's just holding his baby. And I had had a few drinks by this point. I just kept looking over and thinking, am I seeing what I'm seeing? Like,
yeah.
And I kept trying to think of all the good things, not that there was good things, but I'm like, okay, what could possibly be his reasoning? Like, did he not have a babysitter? Then I kept thinking, well, why is he out at a bar?
Yeah.
I was really blown away by that. I wanted to say something. I'm like, Sherry, it's not your business.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little
maybe,
weird?
Yeah, maybe he's divorced. This is his day with a baby, but he's got a drink, you know?
Drink at home.
An alcoholic or something.
I know, but it wasn't even like, I guess.
I mean, people are nuts, you know?
I mean, I'm talking about the baby was like 2 months old.
Really?
3 months old, yeah.
Wow.
And then he just sat him up there like on the bar. And like, I was like, is there beer in his bottle?
Yeah.
I mean, and it wasn't even so much like being around the liquor. It was like having him outside where there's all these smokers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
it
I mean?
It just doesn't
like,
look like it belongs there.
Well, it definitely doesn't belong in there. I mean, granted, you have to be 21 to get into a bar. How'd the baby pass? How'd the baby get in? Fake ID? He's got a disease. He doesn't grow up. I don't know. It was just a little weird for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to let it go, though.
So, I mean, was there any action in the club or anything? I mean, did you meet anyone?
Well, I don't
anyone?
Go to clubs. Well, do I really want to talk about this? No, there was none. I was going out with my best friend. We were just going to like, we were, him and I had like a date yesterday. We were going to go see a screening of a movie,
mm-hmm.
of the new movie. Have you, you know, you don't know anything about pop culture.
Fuck you.
But the new
I
movie,
know This Is It started last
yes,
night.
Yes, it did. I wanted to see that, but I didn't want to be cooped up in a movie, which is why we didn't end up going.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to go see the screening of Precious.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
I heard
it's like
of
by
it.
Oprah and Mariah Carey's in it. It's with that heroin girl, the girl, the huge, gigantic, overweight, like a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actress. And then they were going to do a Q&A afterwards with the director and then the actress. And so it was in Sherman Oaks here and him and I were fighting over who was going to drive. And I'm like, I drive there every morning. Can you just drive one day? And I was like, and I drive to Westlake. I was like, please just drive. I live close. It just went back and forth. And then finally, when I got closer to the time, I'm like, do you want to go have a drink instead? And he's like, yes.
Yeah, so much for that.
Well, so it was our date night together anyway, gay.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't going out trying to like meet anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean, you know, I wasn't looking over shoulder.
Exactly. It doesn't mean you would have said no.
No, because he even said to me, he was like, no dates coming out here tonight, Sherry. No talking on the phone to boys. He's like, this is our time. And then, of course, he's like texting away and stuff like that. I'm like, well, if you're texting, I'm going to text too. And then we both just started laughing and texting.
Yeah.
Then my roommate met up. Oh, my poor roommate. Her and her boyfriend of 2 years broke up. But here's that this is the worst breakup, men, that you could ever do to a woman. And I didn't get it at first until she really told me about it. They have broken up over a few times over the last few months, but She comes out Sunday morning. They've spent the weekend at his house. They've gone out to see each other's friends. They've had a great time. He's on the couch reading Calvin and Hobbes comic strip, which is already enough in itself saying something. And she comes out butt-ass naked because, you know, they were sleeping together. She didn't see him in bed, hair all messed up. And she's like, morning, what are you doing out here? He looks at her and he says, this isn't working out.
Really?
And she said to him, could you at least have waited till I got dressed? And I thought about it, and we kept talking about it, and she was like, could you have been in any more of a vulnerable place than you're completely naked and someone's telling you, this isn't working out?
Yeah.
Like, you're already, like, feeling devastated as it is, but you're standing there naked, like, spiritually naked, like, physically naked. She looks down at herself, and she's, like, one of the most confident women I know and feels so good about herself and suddenly just, like, wanted to, like, crawl under a hole,
yeah.
You know? And so, like, devastated by this. So, you know, part of the night was spent having to listen to all the stories. And she wanted me to come on today and have a message for men. And I said, oh, and what's that? And she said, you all fucking suck.
That's a great message. How inspiring.
I know. And I said, well, I don't really kind of spread that stuff on the show. I said, but I guess I do love you enough to say that I will just share that message.
Yeah.
But there were so many signs beforehand that she just kept ignoring anyway. And
yeah.
So it's not so much outside of his personality to actually just do it just like that. And she said, well, how long have you been feeling this way? He was like, well, at least for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And she said, well, why didn't you tell me a few weeks ago? He was like, well, I didn't want to ruin the fun that we were having coming up. What is that?
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruin the fun.
Yeah. Well, obviously not all men are like that, you know, but
right. But
she's pissed at men at this point. I can understand.
Well, yeah. Well, also, one of the reasons why she's also really mad is that my best friend last night, the gay one, I set them up quite a few years ago before he came out. And he was the first love of her life.
Really?
And then he came out as being gay. Like, he broke up with her. And so for years, she was devastated over that. And then this is her second long-term relationship, and this one just ended.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm such good luck for you.
Yeah. Always figure yourself into every situation.
Well, where's the common denominator here? Like,
there isn't any.
Okay.
Not
well,
you,
she
for
blames,
sure.
Well, she blames me all the time for the gay thing because I'm the one that set them up together. He was living in New York, and her and I were friends out here, and she saw a picture of him. And so then I kind of set it up, and then he moved from New York out here, and they moved in together.
Oh,
and she was
I see.
Why didn't you tell me he was gay? And I'm like, listen, he had Cindy Lauper posters on his wall, RuPaul, Divine B-52s. You figure it out.
Yeah, then it should have been a sign for you.
I was like,
Cindy Lauper, yeah.
Boy George, not
yeah,
a lie.
There you
yeah,
go.
Exactly. So, but it was funny. It was kind of surreal because we're all sitting together and she's like talking to him about this breakup and just thinking how they used to bang each other. It was an interesting night, but
yeah.
I was in bed by 10.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is why, so the...
You seem like you never work. I mean, what do you wait, like twice?
I told you I work Thursday through Sunday nights. That's why Sunday is my Friday.
Thursday through Sunday. Okay, so Monday,
so
Tuesday,
Wednesday,
you don't work.
Right.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, okay, first of all, this is work.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the restaurant, okay?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work Wednesday days, but since I can't do that because of here, I had to give that shift up.
Okay.
And so now it's just 4 nights a week.
I see.
But those 4 nights.
You've got the life, let me tell you.
I can't wait till I could stop working in the restaurant. Okay? So once I can get out of there, then that's the life. But I do. It's getting more and more blessed every day.
Really?
Yeah.
What is?
My life.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
What else
it's
would I be talking
blessed.
About? Well, it is. I think I have a pretty fantastic life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I had this dream last night because I saw, you know, because we started our Facebook fan page, which... I don't really know what the link of it is, but just look up Sam and Sherry in the morning, and you'll find the fan page. And I read what you wrote, like, thanking our listeners and everything and taking them with us to the top. And so I had this dream that we were on some news channel, and we were just talking about how we went from this little internet radio show, and, like, we were, like, now in this giant thing, and I kept elbowing you during the interview because you kept saying Sam and Sherry, and I'm like, oh, it's Sherry and Sam. And the interviewer just kept cracking up. And then my friend called.
It just shows you the things you think about.
Well, because it's just funny to me.
It's not funny. It's wishful thinking.
No, it's funny when I start calling you Stan. Sherry and Stan in the morning. Did you read that on my page?
No.
Oh, okay. So, you know, when my friends Becky and Sherry, Becky and Heather were here, and I called her Betty by accident on the show, we kept laughing about it, like, the rest of the next day, like, that I couldn't remember her name, and I said, and then they said, yeah, soon you'll be saying Sherry and Stan in the morning. So she kept wanting me to be like, welcome to Sherry and Stan in the morning.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, is it important whose name is on first? It is for you, right?
No, it's really not. It was never important for my name to be on the show. I was grateful when
Bullshit.
That happened. You think the worst of me.
No, I don't. I just...
But I have to say, that shit that you wrote last night, and maybe it's because I had a couple of cocktails when I read it.
Maybe.
But I couldn't stop laughing. Under, really? Like, if you go under our fan page, people, under the discussion thing, Sam wrote about the three things that I should do while I'm away from... Well, while he's away out of town. And it seriously was some of the funniest shit I ever read. I wanted to like answer back like so sarcastically, but I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna let it cut.
Well,
it
that's cool. So I did my deed for the day. Made someone laugh.
Just me.
Yeah.
But one person counts.
Yeah, there you go. One person at a time.
Yeah. So so tomorrow you leave.
Yeah,
are
leaving tomorrow night? No.
Of course
in
you
fact, know. In fact, you see, I need to take two passports with me, the Israeli one and the American one.
Why?
And because in Israel, it's like if you're an Israeli, you have to come in with the Israeli passport. Go figure.
Okay.
So, yeah, because you never lose your Israeli citizenship, you know?
Oh, so you're a dual citizen.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've heard that a long time ago.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, so my brother was asking the other day, you got all the passports ready? Oh, yeah, no problem. Everything's up to date. So yesterday I told my wife, I said, well, would you take them out and let's just make sure. Sure enough, one is expired. So I got to rush today. And
can you get them that quickly?
Yeah, they'll do it right there
good.
While you wait.
Good. That's
yeah.
good. Well, because I said submitted my back to me. I submitted myself for an audition the other day, and it films in Chile. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna so get flown to Chile and everything. I was like, oh my god, but my passport's expired. And then I started thinking about how long it takes to get, you know.
Yeah,
anyone.
No, I mean, if you're leaving right away, they'll do it for you like next day or something.
Oh, awesome.
But yeah. So.
What's the weather like over there?
It's probably a lot like here, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, you're starting to feel the fall and everything.
Yeah.
You know,
London's
rain.
Probably really rainy.
Yeah, good. I love rain.
Like you love walking
rain.
In the rain.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
do you
I
like
love
singing
rain, period.
In the rain?
No, I don't know.
You don't know. I just want to picture you with an umbrella twirling it.
You know that I used to work for Debbie Reynolds in
what?
In Vegas. Yeah. I met her son,
all these
Eddie
stories
Fisher.
You need to know.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what'd you do for them?
Yeah.
For her?
Well, she had like a hotel casino there for a while. That was during the early 90s.
Okay.
And then I was reading in one of the trade magazines that her son was building up like this high-tech theater and museum there in the hotel. And I thought, wow, you know. So, I mean, it was just sort of like, I don't know, something told me send him a resume, you know, see what happens. Because I was doing like computer graphics and animation at the time. And I lived in Vegas.
Huh.
Yeah.
All these things
so,
I'm learning right now. In
yeah.
Okay,
you know.
So
the following day... He has someone call me, and they say, come in for an interview. So I went there the following day. It was a Saturday, and I'm going in, and there's these few guys there. And Todd Fisher, who is Debbie's son, is, like, under the console, you know, like, connecting things.
Okay.
And so he's, like, interviewing me while he's under the console.
That sounds kind of hot.
Jesus. Where do you come up
what
with that?
What kind of interview is this? Sorry, I'd gone too long without talking about
so
sex.
Then he's like, you're hired, and he hasn't even seen my face yet. So
I guess he didn't need to.
Yeah.
I just said it like, oh, I got a good punchline.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
No, be careful. Okay, this is Carrie Fisher's brother, you know? Princess Leia?
No, I know who she is, so she's going to come after me.
Yeah. No, I mean, you've got to respect them. No, but it is. So
was
listen,
she on
so
your
he
wall
built,
as a kid?
So he built this whole like museum for his mom. It's actually like an interactive museum and stuff, you know, and things happen as you watch them. But she's collected some like $50 million worth of props and stuff for movies from MGM, you know, during the studio days and stuff. So she's got like the red shoes from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, nice.
She's got the dress from My Fair Lady. She's got Cleopatra.
Is it the original stuff?
Yeah.
Because I thought this stuff was like in Smithsonian's and things like that.
No, well, a lot of the stuff was sold. Yeah,
okay.
Of course she bought it. Yeah. And, yeah, because sometimes I think they would pay them with this kind of stuff, you know, rather than cash. I don't know. Maybe she just had a lot of money. She decided to collect the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She had the headdress of Cleopatra, you know, that Liz Taylor wore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of exciting things there. And I did, like, some, you know, 3D animation and stuff there. So I was there for about, I don't know, maybe 8 months or a year or so. And we had a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the best time ever.
So did you work directly with...
So I met her, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I talked to her a few times, you know, and she's really the sweet lady and stuff. And she's had this luck of always hooking up with men that take her for all the money. You know? Leave her with nothing.
Well, they either take you for sex or they take you for your money. They take you for something. You men. Always taking women for something. Okay, just take them for their heart and love them.
Yeah, I know.
So I mean, 3D animation?
Yeah.
That's why you know so much about computers.
Well, no, maybe I did 3D animation because I knew about computers, not the other way around.
Well,
I lost you somewhere.
Okay, the chicken
Never
and the
mind.
Egg, whatever. Yeah. I just think you know a lot about computers now.
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah,
well, I saw even like on the LA Talk Radio on our page that you changed the follow us on Twitter. Oh, sorry, Twitter people, to the follow us on Facebook. I'm like, how did they do that so fast?
No, I do things instantly.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed. Otherwise, this website would not be up to date.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? I'm pretty impressed with it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So I started my...
That's a lot of work, you know. While you're having drinks with your gay friends, I work.
Okay. I put together our fan page and went through over 400 invites, mister. That took some time. That took some time.
I'm sure. Okay.
So whatever. My cocktails came at 6 p.m. Okay. What did I do? Whatever. Why am I explaining myself to you? Making me feel guilty. So I started my Twitter, my day one of Twitter and followers, trying to get... I have 5 new ones.
5 new ones.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it takes time.
Obviously.
Can you imagine getting to thousands?
But here's the thing that I forgot to ask yesterday, because she said, you know, if you just put the right message out there. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my corny, cheesy, lovey messages, and I'm going to put them out.
Yeah.
And I did, and I got 5 new followers, but that could have been she advertised us on her Twitter page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like right when we were giving her our handle, she was putting it on there, like, they want to see what Twitter's like, you know, and put our handles on there.
Cool.
But... do I have to go and become other people's followers? Is that how you... That's what I forgot to ask.
No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be, but I'll tell you about it in a minute. We've got a phone call. Good morning, and you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good morning.
Oh, it's Tommy.
Tommy
Bahama.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well today.
I didn't mean to yell at you.
Did you yell at him?
Well, I said, how are you?
Oh, I see.
I don't know. It's like talking to my dad.
Like somebody needs... Sounds like somebody needs another infusion of coffee.
Well, you are correct. I'm down at the bottom here.
Yeah, she's got a venti today.
But I'm down at the bottom.
Yeah. So, Tommy, what's going on, man? Tell us why are you calling us today and gracing us with your presence?
Well, it's a dreary day out here in the north.
Really?
Yeah, it's rainy, dreary, cold.
Your phone is crapping out on us, mister.
Are you calling from a cell phone, Tommy?
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, go ahead.
Do you have, like,
a landline. I can get the echo as well.
No, it's not even echoing. You're, like, chopping up. It sounds like you're talking through, like, cans
with a string
attached.
Do you want to call back, Tommy? Yeah, try to call back on another line.
You got it.
Thanks. So we were talking about Twitter, and you don't have to follow people, but what I can say is when you do follow them, you make yourself visible to them.
Oh, right.
Right?
Okay.
So, because then they look at their followers and you're there. Many people will just follow you in return.
That's why I have those followers, and it's true because when I see I have new people, I click on them to see who's following me, and then I read their little blurb.
Exactly.
So, okay, I got you.
So it's
that's
actually
where the work comes
thing.
In,
right.
Is finding people to follow.
Exactly. But you don't want to have more people you're following than are following you.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't look cool.
You look like a loser.
Yeah.
Great. Great. So I wanted to connect our Sam and Sherry to Twitter, but when I was trying to do that, because it says you can do that, it was going to my own personal Twitter page.
Right, because that's your login.
Right.
So we'll
so
have to
you
get
have
a separate login. No, I mean, that would do the same thing.
Oh, because you have a Sam in the Morning page on Twitter.
Right, right. But then we need a new one to change the name.
Mm-hmm. Work on it. Yeah. Oh, you're going out of town.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm going to have my computer there all the time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I think we can get some more listeners on Twitter. I do. I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out
there. Well, we do all the time. You know? I mean, I have one for the station and stuff. But definitely, you know, when you post things, you want to make sure you insert like keywords that you want people to find you by, you know? So I know you're I know your keywords are like love and happiness and
insertion.
Insertion? You're not going to let me move on.
No.
Okay.
Yes, love.
So
yeah.
Insertion,
so
penetration.
What do you mean keywords? What do I have to do? What does that mean?
Just it just means that, well, I don't know. How do you want people to find you? You
Hottie.
Know? Hottie. Okay, then put the word hottie.
No, but
there.
I mean, where do you put these keywords in?
In your message.
Oh, just your particular message for that day. Yeah. Whatever it is that day.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that day. It could be that minute. You can,
right,
tweet like a million times. Yeah. Okay. But I don't like people to do that because it's like they take up
your whole page.
Your whole page, you know? And then you just...
And you're a very orderly person.
Yeah,
true,
everything's
got to
be just right.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I could tell. Well, hello, your emails. I could tell, like, you probably get overwhelmed when your page is, like, busy. I mean, honestly, like, since I'm following, what was her name yesterday? Sorry.
Oprah?
Lauren? No, oh. Lori Hutton. I mean, Hitton.
Oh, Laura Fitton.
Fitton.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, since I started, like, following her, like, because she has all these followers and she tweets, like, now my page is covered with her. And I'm like, I had to breathe it out because I'm kind of orderly, too.
Yeah. Like, now, you see how she gains a lot of followers is by tweeting so much.
Right.
That's why I'm saying it requires a lot of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what.
But I'm pretty much on my social networking sites a lot anyway.
Yeah, I guess you are.
And I can just do it through my phone because I'm on my phone constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a fun little experiment.
Yeah. You're going to give up on it in a few days,
I know.
Believe me.
No, I'm not.
After I read a book or two, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I can get a few thousand now. Forget about it.
It's one step at a time, though. Baby steps.
Yeah.
If you don't think about, like... This is what I learned hiking one day, because when you think about the goal, it seems so overwhelming. Like, how do I get from point A to point B?
Right.
But if you just take one small step every single day and just think about each baby step, before you know it, you're at B.
Right.
And I was thinking about that one day when I was hiking, because I looked up and I saw how far the top was, and I was just like, oh geez. And then I just thought, just look down, Sherry. So I just looked down and I just watched each step. And as I was taking each step, that part, like, further away, you know, I forgot about that, and I just did one step at a time, and before I knew it, as I was at the top, and I was like, wow, I'm a genius. I'm going to go write about this now. Like, no one else had ever said, take a step at a time. But I thought I had figured out life. And I blogged about it. I video blogged about it.
Revelation.
It was another revelation. But I got up there, and if I had kept staring, like, at that from so far away, I would have given up, because it just seemed overwhelming.
Yeah.
So if I just take it one day at a time.
There you go. One day at a time.
No, it's true. Like, and I thought about, like, my own talk show, and how do I get this and how do I get that? And you just take one little step every day, and before you know it, I'm sitting across from you.
Exactly.
Thinking about this was a stupid dream. I'm joking.
Yeah. So what did I write there about Oprah? Oh, look in the mirror and one. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though. I should pull it off on the next
break. Yeah, guys, go on our page there. You generate a lot of fans in one day. Wow. Here we go. Tommy's calling again. Tommy, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. This is
better.
A surprise.
Can you hear me now?
Barely. But
no way.
Yeah, no, it's a little better, man. It's a little better. But I don't know, sometimes it's just the lines are like that, you know.
That's okay. We're excited to hear your
voice.
Yeah,
the kind of weather we're having in the Northeast, I'm not surprised, to be honest. It's very, very soggy, terrible weather.
Really?
Wow. Is it a big wet mess?
Sorry. Is it like Niagara Falls?
It's funny, Sam, you took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, we're not talking about my vagina anymore. Damn it. You keep forgetting. I have, like, these mottos in the morning. Today, Sherry, we will not talk about your vagina.
Yeah.
Today, Sherry, we will not talk. Okay, anyway. Back to you, Tommy.
Yeah. Now, Tommy, I wonder how much you like Sherry. Now, if she asked you to come on her face, would you do it?
Wait a second. Tommy and I have become good friends. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, you are. You've done it before.
Shut up. Do not answer that. Plead the fifth. Because we're going to hang out in New York, and I will not be able to look at you thinking that that's what you're thinking.
That's true, huh?
Although my best friend told me last night, he was like, I don't really think that anyone you're dating, because I've told him about some guys, you know, that have gone out with Buddhists and stuff like that, that he's like, I think, you know, they shouldn't listen to your show.
Yeah.
Because after listening to your show, they're not going to be able to take you seriously. And they're only going to have one thing on their mind.
Yeah.
So I started thinking that I'm not going to introduce the show right away.
I see. Yeah.
It's probably a good thing. So when we meet, Tommy, my point is, forget everything I've ever said on here.
Yeah. So you guys are going to meet up in New York.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Huh?
Super excited about it.
Yeah. Tommy, are you going to introduce her to the lesbians?
Did he talk?
What's that?
Introduce her to the lesbians.
We've already discussed
lesbians.
Well,
like I said, that would be something we'd have to plan out, man, because I'm so far north of the city, I don't see how it would be possible during the regular work day.
Sam, are we ever going to get past the lesbians? I'm sure Tommy has a little more to him about the lesbians. has another side.
But I would ask to see them if I were there.
That's why you're not allowed to go to New York.
But that's different, Sam. I expect that.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, if you put, I get
that's
it.
A guy thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you put me on assignment and I had to go and watch, I could just blame it all on you know, doing it for my job. So what have you been up to? How are you feeling? What's going on? A lot of questions.
It's an interesting day here in the Northeast. Actually, one of the reasons I actually called was to wish Sam safe passage back home and to have a great vacation.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I also just wanted to say good morning to you guys. And I had something interesting happen over the last couple of days, and it's a reference to the stuff I've been writing.
Right.
And I guess, you know, in this life we have an opportunity every day to change the world one person at a time, even just to change our own world, just to live in the now and to be real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if we in this life have the ability to touch one person, to make a difference in one person's life, you know, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody. For me, that's a completion. That's a blessing. And sometimes we touch people's lives and we don't even know that we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one of the things that's happened with me in the last couple of days specifically is that one of my friends who was on the outer circles back in high school, just like yourself, Sherry, and we really didn't know each other that well, only through Facebook and through communication, through email and instant messages and chat and text messages and conversations on the phone, has there really been any kind of serious interaction between us. And I got a compliment that took me a little while to digest, because I think each of us as individuals have only control over our own lives, and whatever extraneous stuff is going on around us, when it comes right down to it, the only person we can actually really say anything over or govern over is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this person complimented me in such a way because she herself has been in a situation where through medication and trauma and other things that have occurred in her life over her lifetime, she had lost the ability to be able to even cry. And she had been working with different doctors and medications around the country. And people had made her pretty much a case study to try to do whatever they could to make this woman cry.
Right.
Unbeknownst to me, she was being influenced by the simple lyrics and status updates and poetry and deep philosophical thoughts that I've been producing. And sometime in the last month or so, I think we talked about it last time I called in, my writing has changed, transformed, if you will. And sometimes I'm writing in and I don't even know where it's coming from. It's very pure. And apparently this stuff has allowed her to, without consultation with her doctors and therapist, to go off of medication.
Wow.
To change her life and to actually live in the moment, to break through the walls and the barriers of things that have held her down. And in the last 4 or 5 days, she's actually regained the ability to feel and to cry.
That's amazing, man. Wow.
Yeah. And even though I've said to her, you know, this is really truly your accomplishment, if anything, I'm just a catalyst to what's occurred in your life, she still gives me credit.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I wrote something this morning specifically for her.
Which I read and loved. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying I read it and I loved it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It sounded like a children's story almost.
Really?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It's exactly how it kind of came out. She had written one line this morning, just one little statement about, building walls and wanting somebody to break through said walls. And just like Negative Nelly, that one line spurred this entire story that came out of me. And I guess only by the grace of God was it something that actually flows and makes sense and people can actually understand.
Yeah. No, you're a good man. I mean, I like the post that you put on Facebook and everything, you know, and you write well and so forth. So I can tell you have a lot going on. But when do you have time to earn a living when you write so much?
He has his own business.
Well, that's the beautiful thing. I have my own business, so I work for myself.
Oh.
I'm an event photographer by trade.
Uh-huh.
So my hours and my time are really myself. If I have my laptop with me or a digital recorder, I can actually just stop whatever I'm doing and put into the digital recorder wherever I'm at, whatever it is I'm thinking or whatever comes out of me inspirationally.
Good
and then when I actually do get a moment, I can stop and put it down either in writing or or as a status update or what have you. But the stuff that's been coming out of me the last day or so has actually been more melodic. In other words, it's coming with music inclusive in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Well, I want to say that I think that what you're doing is awesome because so many people, I mean, because over the years or time that I put positive stuff, people like you're going to have people that like make fun of it and think it's a big joke or like, oh, you're this or you're that. But there's always that one person that needs to hear it and that one person that you can change. And that's you know, what it's all about. So yeah. I give you much credit for doing that.
There you go, Tommy.
Well, like I said, you know, it really wasn't my intention when I started, mm-hmm. but I've always wanted in my life to be able to say at least one person, you know,
right.
at least one person I was able to help or to try to do right by.
Awesome.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Tommy. Well, thank you so much for calling, man.
We always
Great
love
story.
Hearing from you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Sherry, you need to make a decision on what show.
Isn't that funny how that just got cut out?
He was asking what show you want to go to.
You need to make a decision on what show we go to see.
Okay, I will get back to you today about that. Promise.
Got it.
She's got to make a decision.
Have a great trip, Sam. Have a good time.
Thank you, man.
Great
Thank
talk.
You.
Have
we'll
a great day,
soon.
Tommy.
Bye.
Tom.
It's Tommy Bahamas from Connecticut.
I like what? That. I don't know, because he just has different names all the time.
Yeah.
Tommy Bahamas, sometimes he signs a Tommy Bahama, T-O-B.
Yeah.
Just lots of different names. I don't know. It's amazing.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station, your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
I've been trying to find a situation to straighten out my life. 'Cause in every part that I've been playing, something isn't right. Cause if what you do is a good feeling, you're working from your soul, and the love you give to the thing you do, only make it grow.
Oh. Sherry are ready to take your phone calls. Dial 323-203-0815 to get on the air. Now, once again, here are your morning show hosts, Sam and Sherry.
Okay, our guest is here already. Come on in, Jeff. How's it going, Jeff? We just took a break right before you got here, so yeah. Okay, we have Jeff Phillips in the studio. We didn't even give you a chance to relax and back everything here.
Here's the coffee.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You can go get some. I need some too.
Oh, is that right?
Hi.
I'll take orders. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We have Jeff here, and Jeff is the co-host of LA Gen X.
Yeah.
Every Saturday at 11. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's two actors, and I'm a musician, and we kind of, you know, we've been friends for a while, and we sort of were like, you know, what is it really like for people our age to try and make it in LA? And as you know, it's sort of a fun experience, and yeah. We thought, that's kind of a cool idea for a show, and you know, we get to talk about movies that are coming out and go to premieres, and just the struggle of, you know, L.A.,
yeah.
L.A. life.
I'm switching shows.
Yeah. She likes that one better.
Well, I'm Gen X, too, and a struggling actor. I'm changing the word struggling, too.
Yeah,
up and coming.
Don't call yourself struggling.
No, I just changed it as I said it.
There you go.
Right,
no, she's a very positive person. She corrects herself right away.
Thanks. As long as you notice.
So, are you originally from L.A.? You're not, right?
No,
you
here. I'm from New York.
From New York?
From New York. And I'll tell you the truth. I was warned away from L.A. by everybody on the East Coast. Oh, you're going to hate it. The people are so shallow. And this is coming from New York. You know, New York
City. That's the first thing you hear is about the people.
Yeah, the people. And I'll tell you what, I got out here and I met the greatest friends and have had the best time. I mean, yes, I drink a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's to be expected, right?
Join the club. Here.
Right.
But I have a question. Are all your friends that you've met out here, are they all like originally from the East Coast?
No, I've got a couple. Well, I've got a couple from the East Coast. A lot of Midwestern. Actually,
okay.
I like the Midwesterners that make it out here.
Wow, really?
They seem to have this. Well, they're definitely like real people, but they also have this kind of enlightened, like, I needed to get out of the Midwest, you know, or the South,
and
get to LA. And that's just a great combination for me.
Yeah.
And are you talking about girls that are probably pretty hot too?
Yes.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes, there is that also. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. I do.
Can't forget the girls, right?
No, cannot forget the girls.
So, how long ago did you move?
About over 4 years now. Four and a half years.
Yeah. And what made you decide to move? I mean, obviously, New York is a cool place. A lot of people love New York.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I was actually living in South Florida at the time.
You go. You guys are probably soulmates or something. You've been everywhere.
South Florida? Where?
Like Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Yeah, I'm from Kendall.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So you know the deal down there.
I mean,
it's, you know, they call L.A. shallow, but South Florida.
That's why I left and moved to New York.
Yeah. So it was, you know, I actually only moved down to Florida to record a record and ended up staying like 4 years. I met a girl, ended up staying for a while. And, you know, and then I was like, you know what? I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I need to be good. And I had people in L.A. telling me to come out for a while, for a long time. So I finally took their advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a musician, right?
I am a musician, yeah.
Yeah. What do you play?
Guitar and I sing.
And you sing.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, obviously, I know that. I'm just introducing. but no, you gave me your CD, and you've got some cool music on there.
Oh, thanks.
It's really cool. What's the CD called?
That one's called Handful of Gimmies, and I'm recording one right now that the working title is Drifting Homeward.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually cool. The guy who's engineering it is his name's Steve B, and he's producing it, engineering it, and all that. And he's been in the industry for years, and he's got this great vibe for the music. Like, he just heard it and he's like, you know what, you're a little more Americana than your first record, you know, and let's push it in that direction. So he got some fantastic musicians, a couple guys that I've been playing with for years, but he brought in this keyboard player for Coheed. Do you know the band Coheed and Cambria?
No.
They're a Columbia artist. They're like a pretty big time progressive rock band.
Right.
And so he asked the keyboard player. He knows the keyboard player really well, and he asked him to play on the record. And I said, I thought, you know, progressive rock, you sure he's going to want to do this? And you know what? And he came in and is unbelievable. So the music's got this great organic kind of
Really?
Sound.
That's cool.
What's your
yeah.
style of music? What do you play?
Well, it's like, it is sort of singer-songwriter, but it's now more towards the, you know, the acoustic uh-huh. Americana rock. Also nice. A little bit of that in nice. There too, you know. So it's I'm really excited. I'm nervous about laying down the vocals because it's mine to screw up at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm excited.
And the
about
vocals
it.
Is the most important instrument of all.
That's what they tell me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's important to me because I barely hear the instrument in the background. I'm not a musician that way. Like I listen to vocals.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
what I like.
Yeah, of course.
But
cool.
I'm sure your guitar playing is great.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Did you bring
your
CD
you
by any chance?
I did. No, I did not.
Oh,
I did
wow.
not. I'm sorry
wow.
about that.
That's
would,
okay.
Would you even be able? Would you be able to play it if I did?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You know, I should.
Why not? Yeah.
Wow.
I was
well,
hoping to hear it.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he'll send us a CD okay. and we'll play.
Oh, you know what? There's a couple songs on our. On the LA Gen X page.
Really?
As a matter of fact, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we loaded like two of them in there a while back. Never played them, but we loaded them yeah. in there just in case.
Okay, well, maybe we'll bring it up, you know, later in the
sure,
show and stuff.
Sure,
and
sure.
We'll play it. So so that's cool. So, I mean, have you been able to meet any girls, any women?
Well, I...
Yeah, women or girls.
Yeah,
it's a different thing.
I actually had a girlfriend for the first few years I moved out here from Florida. Like, we stayed long distance.
Uh-huh.
And then we...
How did that work out?
Very badly.
Really?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
It was
more
just,
fuel for your fire.
Yeah, it was just tough, man. It was not, you know, not easy to do long down.
It's
if
not.
You've ever done it, it's not easy.
Yeah, no. No. You got to constantly travel back and forth, and you know, I found out when I had a long distance relationship that the worst part of it is when you want to, you know, yeah, just spontaneously call them and say come over or something,
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
you know, let's do this, or let's just, you know, you want to hug and kiss and snuggle or whatever.
That's right.
And they're not there, you know. So the best you can do is call them and talk on the phone. And then
there's
you,
only so much to talk about.
Exactly.
After a while.
And you talk too much, and then you start talking shit, and then you start fighting.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a wow. That
wow,
sounds
Sam.
Exactly like
right?
you just broke it down for
yeah,
everybody. That's exactly
go.
What a long distance relationship is like.
Yeah. Well, you know my ex got tired of talking on the phone and obviously decided to look elsewhere for the physical. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Phone sex was not enough, obviously.
No, it just isn't, unfortunately. And even, you know, you think now, especially they've got like Skype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do everything except touch the other person
yeah.
at this
That's
point.
True.
You know, and it still doesn't. It's
yeah,
still
it's
not so
not
great.
The same.
No,
not
no.
the same.
Yeah. I watched a lot of DVD movies by myself. It's
yeah.
like, you know,
uh-huh.
whenever we'd get off the phone and I'd be like a little bummed out about it, I'd have to throw in a DVD and then sit there by myself like, this is fun.
I do that anyway without having a long distance relationship.
With your glass of wine.
Who needs that? That's too much work.
At
I don't
least
need
oh, okay.
too much work. We just want 30 seconds and we're good.
Yeah. So are you still in that relationship?
No, no.
Not anymore.
No. I mean, we still talk. But the big thing was she didn't really want to move here.
Right.
And now she's saying, she, you know, after we broke up, of course, she's saying she wants to.
No,
but,
she
so
does.
I'm like, yeah, and yeah. I'm like, you know, how do you, you know, does yeah. that really work?
Yeah,
do
your you train really... has left the station, lady.
Yeah, yeah, so it's a little, it's too bad, but it's a little awkward now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't work out then. Why would it just, because you moved somewhere,
right? Why would it just, right. Yeah.
Why
would
X is an X for a reason.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Well, that's what they say.
That is what they say. Who are they, anyway?
I don't know. It's people that also like write things down in the record book for the record.
<That's>
I always
right.
wonder who they are, too.
Those are, I think you're right. Those are the same people.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
They're somewhere out there keeping track of everything.
Yeah. So you were in a long-distance relationship as well, right?
Right, during college.
How long was it for?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, a year. Well, no, we started dating in high school, so mm-hmm. we were together the first 2 years of our relationship.
Right.
And then 3 years in
and
college.
3 years...
Yeah.
A long distance relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I kept going
home. And you didn't
home.
Get involved I mean, with anybody else during
me?
That time? Yeah.
No, I
no,
told you.
Huh?
I would go straight
wow.
from class. Like, I wouldn't go out with any of my friends. I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Let me talk to you yeah. all through
I've
my years of college.
I've got this great thing going.
Meanwhile, he had just started, like, bartending.
Oh,
hanging
Lord.
Out, yeah, exactly.
That didn't
and there
go
was
well.
Like silly me, like naive, like he loves me and I'm the only woman for him. I give good phone sex, which I did for a while, but you know, long
yeah.
distance after some
Even
time.
That gets old.
Plus,
yeah.
we were super young though too, you know,
yeah.
and we were first. It was after high school, you're first discovering yourself, you know, and
right.
he obviously discovered there's other women out there besides me.
Yeah. Oh God.
Wow. How was that last year of college though? After you guys broke up, were you like, all right, that's it? It's
no,
on.
I was an idiot and cried the whole year.
Oh.
I know, but that's why. Like I started partying after college when I moved to New York. My early 20s were just insane. Like I was making up for lost time from college.
Yeah. The 20s are the best time, really. Did you have a lot of fun in your 20s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 20s were destructive. And I, as a matter of fact, I spent a lot of it in New York, mm-hmm. bartending, as a matter of fact, yeah. on the Upper West Side. And
okay, came I was working on the Upper East Side.
Really? Mm-hmm. Came away with many stories.
Really?
I went away in taxi cabs with many stories.
Oh, taxi cab confessions?
They should have, because I would have made some good segments.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, yeah, and there's nothing like New York City in your 20s.
Yeah.
Definitely. That place has got an energy that yeah. you just don't even...
You feel indestructible, like they're like any, like it's just nonstop.
You do, and even after a while of living there, when I decided I couldn't afford it anymore, mm-hmm. I got a job working for CBS up in Stamford, Connecticut, which uh-huh. is about a 40-minute train ride. And I would take the train from New York. I still lived in Manhattan. Uh-huh. I'd take the train from New York out to Connecticut, met a whole bunch of people on the commute, you know, and became friends. And then I'd come back and I'd be exhausted. Like, I wouldn't get back into the city until about 7:30. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to...
Going home.
Yeah, I'm going home. Sure. I'm going to relax. But then you hit... There's something about you hit the you get out of the subway... and you hit the street and there's this vibe uh-huh. that makes you go out uh-huh.
yeah,
where you're
yeah.
just like, wow, I'm that's
the vibe
it.
Is you called alcoholism.
Yes.
I know that well.
And the good food too.
Well, no, it's seriously, once you step into that city, like I'm going next Friday, I haven't been back in 5 years, so
oh, nice.
And you just like once you step in that city, you just feel the energy, like there is a physical thing that happens to your body when you're in that city.
That's right.
I miss it so much.
Yeah
Very excited.
So your website is LAGenX.com, by the way, for everybody that wants to go and check it out. And what part of the website can we find your music on?
You can go to the about page, and
about
it's about
page.
The different hosts.
Okay, right.
And you can you can find Jeff. You know, you can go to me.
Okay.
And then there's probably a link to it. I don't even know. God, you know, Jason does most of the website stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy's a genius because literally something will happen on our show
uh-huh.
and the next second it's up on the website. Like he's constantly Twittering and monitoring the website while we're doing it, you know, on air. And it's just, he's just awesome.
Yeah.
You want to know something funny about Jason?
What's that?
So I met Jason at the meet and greet here.
Oh,
and when you,
that's
you
right.
Here,
that's
right?
Saturday.
And him and I looked at each other. He didn't remember. And I was like, I know you. I don't know how I know you. I know. And with my past, I was like, do I? Have I? And we just kept trying to figure it out. And then he showed me a picture of his girlfriend. And I was like, I know her too. Long story short, we ended up finding out that him and I, like, quite a few years ago, like, were flirting with each other on MySpace. Like,
really?
MySpace was, like, really big. And then, like, just, like, leaving messages for each other. We never met or anything in person.
Right.
But,
what a small world,
I know. And then
huh?
he started dating, like, his girlfriend. And so I would used to, like, stalk, like, the page and stuff like that. And so I saw all these pictures of her and that.
Oh.
And we both just, like, started dying laughing about it because he was like, you do look familiar. And, again, we never met. We just emailed each other years ago.
Yeah. Wow, you just made my day.
Oh, you're going to do that?
I think you just wrote the whole show for Saturday.
Great.
tune in to find out at LA.
Yeah, there you go.
LA Talk Radio. LA
we talked before he was with her, just for the record.
Fair enough. Maybe I'll let him off the hook. We'll see.
It was pretty funny. And it was only because of his smile. Like, I saw a smile in person, and I'm like,
right.
I know, because I'm a smile person. I was like, I know that smile. Yeah.
Okay.
So we just, like, the whole time we were here at the meet and greet, we were just like, how do we know each other? And then I was like, were you on Match.com? Were you on Craigslist? And we kind of like figured out all these dating sites that we could have known each other from. It was very funny.
At least you didn't say adult friend finder.
Yeah,
because then it would have been a whole other conversation.
Well, it was funny when we kept doing it. Like, I just held it in for so long. And then finally I was like, okay, was it on Craigslist? Because you don't ever want to admit that you're on Craigslist.
Right.
And then I felt like an idiot. He was like, no. I'm like, yeah, me neither. I was never on it. ever.
Oh, you asked?
So I'm saying,
I thought that was an inner
no,
monologue.
No,
you
I finally said it. No, I finally said it.
Okay.
That's why I felt like an idiot afterwards.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so,
yeah, but that's funny though. What mm-hmm. a small world,
totally.
You know? It really is. And so I found your music. It's actually on your website, which is jefffillipsmusic.com. And so let's listen to I Fall Down.
And the heartache were left in the past. then why do I feel so alone? I found we were stronger than ever, and it hurts to admit that's not true. You never forgave me for the problems we had, and you ought to know by now I don't believe.
You gotta be proud of yourself, man. This is great music. It's definitely my style, you know.
This
I like
guy
that.
Sucks.
Yeah.
No, you have that like that like sexy grovelly like in your voice.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't know.
So this is all original music, right?
This is
you
all,
wrote it
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it's all original. That's what I originally liked doing. I never even thought I could sing, and I was in a band like right after college. There was one song on the record that we did another record, and the singer was like, you know what, this is too personal, you have to sing this yourself.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't sing, you know, and he's like, no, you can do it. This is, you know, it was a little spoken word ish, you know, it wasn't too like melodic, but it was nice. So I did it, and it just everybody that like heard the record was like, well, you got to sing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't sing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to sing.
Yeah.
So I took lessons. I actually learned.
Did you really?
Yeah,
that's
because
cool,
otherwise, you know,
yeah,
it would have been like, that was before auto-tune, you know, and it would have been all over the place otherwise, you know what I mean?
I think singing is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
like the best
it really
way to express
is.
Yourself.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. I kind of, you know what, I've kind of fallen backwards into radio. I think radio is a great way to express yourself.
Too.
You know,
yeah.
You
yeah.
get it all out. You've something bothering you? Well, there's the mic. Go,
there you
know
go.
What I mean?
Tell the whole world about it.
That's right.
And we have.
Yeah.
That's
it's,
awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got the LA Genetic Show with Jason and Gina, and the two of them are so therapeutic to be around.
Yeah.
Because they're Gina's, you know, like fun and crazy.
Yeah, she's a riot.
She's a riot, but very like down to earth girl, you know, very cool. And Jason is like our one line guy. You know what I mean? He's our one liner. He's just hysterical, you know.
You guys
and
just have a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun, and they always keep me in check when I kind of go off the rails.
You?
Which is,
you're a New Yorker, of course you do.
So it's great, you know, it's been maybe the best thing that's happened to me in LA so far.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's how
now, how did you guys meet each other?
Well, Gina and I work in radio at another station in town for Clear Channel.
Right.
And then Jason and Gina work for another company in radio. So Gina's just got, you know, 8 jobs and
yeah.
and keeps herself busy.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And then we just decided, let's, you know, let's try a demo. Like, so we got into the studio and Gina's like, you know, I know this guy Jason, and he, and I had seen them both act, and they're both together, and they're both fantastic.
They're
actors.
Both actors.
They're both actors, and they're really very good. And Gina's a great writer. She's written a bunch of, little short scripts, and now she's working on a full length play, and just a fabulous writer. And then, so I remember Jason. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, the guy who he played like a mime in one of the skits. I'm like, yeah, the guy who was the funny drunk alcoholic mime. Yeah, let's bring him in. You know, and we got together and just turned on the mics like we do here, and just talked for like an hour and a half, without stopping. And we're like, you know what, we can do this.
Yeah, you got chemistry for sure.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah, that's cool. I enjoy listening to your show every Saturday morning and stuff. It's really cool. And you guys are totally into it, too, and it
totally
shows, you know?
It. Totally into
it's
it.
It's really cool.
I love the contests. Like, we're constantly, Gina's constantly coming up with ways to, like, give things away. Like, you know, she's got bags she's giving away, and she's got, you know, we just gave away a poster for the Duncan Jones movie Moon. He autographed it for us.
Uh-huh.
And so it's been really very cool, you know?
That's cool.
I started thinking.
Sherry has a lot to give away, too.
Oh, is that right?
No, I was just going to say, I was talking to my friend, and I was like, we should have, like, you know, interactive things with our listeners. I was like, contest, like, what can we give away? And I was like, what do I have? And all I thought, I was like, blowjob, that's it. I thought about, like, that I own nothing except my mouth.
Jesus Christ,
I'm
man.
Sure you're gonna have people standing in line.
I was gonna
you.
Say that you want to
well,
talk
not
about
saying,
a Raiders grabber.
Oh, well, not you haven't heard half our shows.
Right, yeah.
No, I'm not saying that's what I was giving away, but we were just laughing because I was like, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing. That's the only thing we could think of. I'm like, we'll have to come up with something else.
Yeah. Well, last year we gave away actually Wi-Fi radios. And, you know, we partnered with someone. So those were like $200 radios.
Wow.
And we gave several of those away. But it's not,
I might
it doesn't
enter the
happen
contest.
Every day.
I might enter the contest myself.
Yeah, that's great. That's right. They have, you were showing us, they have like these internet, where there's the internet radios that are going into cars and like they're getting ready to explode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I have everybody always asked, they're like, I want to listen to it in my car. How can I do this?
And well, get a friggin' iPhone.
Oh, I keep saying all these things. No, but that's cool to have internet radio in your car.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And it's coming. It's coming soon, you know. But in the meantime, they have Wi-Fi radios you can listen to at home or wherever there's wireless connection, you know.
Nice.
And you can listen to any internet station.
That's very cool.
So those things are cool, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think it's gonna like put like impact regular radio when they put the car radios in? Do you think that's gonna like really hurt regular radio stations?
Yeah. Without the cars, I think it will. You know, because many people listen at work and stuff. You know,
that's true.
And internet radio is different from listening in the car, because when you listen in the car, you tune in the middle of the show, you only hear a part of it, and then you're gone. You know,
right?
And here, this gives you the opportunity to really listen to the whole show while you're doing something else. You know. So I think that's how it works. But for example, like I think satellite radio is not going to last, you know, because look, right now they're surviving thanks to Howard Stern, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, because the music they play, you can get it anywhere, especially on your iPod, you know. So and look, they spend billions of dollars for getting their signal from point A to point B, whereas we spend pennies doing the same thing. So they're not going to survive, you know, because it's just like what becomes of radio now, it's irrelevant how you deliver it as long as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you have, you know, in-dash radios in the car and the FM is going to sit right next to the internet radio stations, the delivery doesn't matter anymore. You know,
right.
So it goes based on content again. So, you know, I think the internet has given opportunity to a lot of people to really get out there, you know, and put out some great stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like us, for example.
Yeah. No, I mean, I never thought about internet radio before or knew anything about it until I joined here. And I honestly like seeing that we're getting like people listening to us in Switzerland and Slovenia and even Uruguay. Like I got a letter from like this guy, like just thinking that it's hitting people all over the world, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
You got
a
letter from Uruguay?
Yes.
Yeah. What did it say? And how did you understand it? Like, was it?
It was broken English and kind of dirty.
Of course it was.
But whatever the case is, that we have listeners. You know what I mean? Like all over. Whereas major radio stations here that you love, like only people in LA can
listen
to
local,
them. You know?
Yeah. There you go.
I think it's up and coming. And if I could have a way to get my voice out there more, I'd make everybody listen.
You know what's funny about that? They say love is like the universal language. I think dirty is the universal language. It's much easier to understand dirty in different languages.
Well, dirty equals love.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah,
it's done
for
right.
Sherry, it does.
Shut up. I just convinced myself of that.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better about being dirty.
Yeah.
There you
he
go.
Loves me.
Yeah.
He loves
Which
me.
Reminds me, we haven't done Sharon with Sherry yet.
You just called me Sharon.
No, I said Sharon.
Oh, you just forgot the G at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sharon with Sherry.
I know, it made you think of it too.
You see, she's full of positive stuff, so we give her an opportunity every day to sort of let it out and stuff.
Really? Oh, I'm going to sit back
corner.
And enjoy this.
Yeah. See, this is the corniest song
you've
ever
heard.
Shut
up, I love this song.
But it's cool.
My friend made it for me, a singer-songwriter.
As you can tell by the lyrics, she doesn't love herself at all.
It's going to be the opening song to my television talk show. Like, I'm going to say it every time. I picture myself walking down the street and throwing my hat off like Mary Tyler Moore. And then this cheesy turnaround smile. Shut it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. She walks around, goes through life believing there's a camera on her the whole time.
I do.
You're your own reality TV star, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. So you must be a poser.
No, I don't pose. I mean, I will say that I do talk to, well, I always say I talk to myself, but I mean, in the mirror too, like I was always told that you should treat yourself like you want someone to treat you, you know? So if I want someone every morning to be like, good morning, gorgeous, or like, have a great day, like I'll walk by the mirror and I'll be like, good morning, sweetheart, or like, have a great day, gorgeous. And then sometimes I feel so dorky that I like look up out of the corner of my eye and smile at the camera. No, it's fun to live my life, okay?
Yeah.
It really
is. Oh, wow.
So, speaking of, he goes, oh, wow. I live in a bubble.
Some psychologists can make a lot of money off of you.
Of course they can. And that's only one side of me. The backside's even better now. Anyway.
Jeff didn't know what he was getting himself into.
No idea.
Okay, so today I want to actually talk about positivity, funny enough. And in the last week I've had, when we had Pamela Beatty on here, and she right. was talking about like my positivity and my optimism, and that there's probably stuff that I haven't gotten in touch with, and that I need to get in touch with my anger and all these things and let certain things go. I decided to let what she said go. not that there's not truth to it, but I feel like where I am in my life that I've done a lot of that, and I always feel like we're always here to grow more. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday, that ex that I talked about that I saw at the bar that night that we stopped talking to decided to write me and say that through my laughter, because he's listened to the show now, that all he hears is tears. And then he went on to write that at every picture he sees tears, every status update he sees tears, and all these things, and that you can't hide behind your smile for much longer. And
how positive is that?
Right.
Huh?
And yeah. I wrote back, "Thanks, Mr. Optimism." And I decided to not jump down his throat. I decided, okay, well, sometimes when you hear things more than once, there's a reason why people say that. So I decided to look inwardly a little bit more and be like, okay, you've heard this twice in 1 week. You know, there could be some validity to it. And so I had to do some serious thinking about it. And what I came to realize is what I already knew. Mm-hmm. My life wasn't charmed and my background wasn't perfect. I don't live in this ignorant place. What I do know and what my smile is about the fact that I have the wisdom to know what is important in life, and I have the knowledge to know that my life will always be okay.
Right.
And that I will always be okay.
Yeah.
And I just find it funny that people have to, they can't just accept that someone can just enjoy themselves and enjoy life, and they have to find a reason to, you know, try to bring somebody down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know that they do it purposely, you know. I just think that they can't fathom that someone would feel that good all the time, you know, and they question it because it is unusual.
Well, but here's the thing. It's not like that I don't, and I've said this before, it's not like that I don't have problems in my life and things don't happen, but it's about putting them in perspective and knowing,
right.
like, what's important really. You know what I mean? And
right.
and there's no saying that, I mean, there's no telling that maybe next week I'll break down and I'll have some big, like, giant enlightenment. But I decided not to focus on it and be like, is there something really I'm hiding? Is there something wrong with me? It'll happen when it's supposed to. My life right. is exactly where it should be. I embrace it. I love it. I am it. I'm in the now. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and if I'm supposed to figure that out, it'll come. I'm open to everything, you
yeah.
know?
Jeff's so. Wondering, what is she on?
No. I was just thinking, you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about in college. So, supposedly in college, I was very stubborn. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that's changed a lot, right? but because I remember something you said when you said two people told me in the same week, uh-huh. I better take a look at it. Well, my girlfriend, both my girlfriend and my best friend, completely separately, sat me down and said, listen, man, I love you, but you're driving me friggin' crazy. And you need to, like, relax and lighten up and realize that there are other opinions that are valid. Mm-hmm. And you're not always, you know, right. And all this stuff. And I remember the first one was like brutal. You know what I mean? And it was my best friend. And I'm like, dude, you know, I had no idea this was going on. I kind of think you're wrong, but then again, I'm stubborn, so, you know, I'm yeah. supposed to, you know, and I remember having that conversation, and then a few days later, it was my girlfriend, and this girlfriend, my college girlfriend, was the sweetest, nicest person who never, she would never, like, she didn't complain, she didn't, like, she was just awesome. So mm-hmm. when she did actually have something to say, I really paid attention to it,
yeah.
which is a lesson I've remembered, because if you want somebody to pay attention to what you're really saying, only say something, things that really matter. Like when you're
right.
really upset,
mm-hmm.
then they pay attention to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because she said it. And then I was like, wow, I just had this conversation. And here's the nicest person in the world
yeah.
saying this
yeah.
to me. I really better do something about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just crazy.
Yeah.
yeah, totally.
When that happens, you know?
Yeah. I truly believe that people have messages for you, you know, and you
yeah.
just got to be open and aware that's what's going on.
Yeah, well, when they said it, it wasn't like that I think that they're wrong and that they're so out of it and so I like that's why I gave credence to what they said and I thought about it. But what I discovered for myself is that right now in this moment, I don't feel that, and that's okay. But it doesn't mean that I'm not open to having that breakdown or figuring out why it is that I have a smile. And at the same time, if I'm good and I'm happy, like, let's just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you're smart enough.
You're good enough.
God damn it, I'm good
God
enough.
God darn it.
What was that called? It was like
Stuart something.
Stuart Smalley, like positive
Stuart
affirmation
Smalley, yeah.
or something. I don't know. And now he's our senator. Or a senator, anyway.
Yeah, affirmations.
I do them all the time.
See, and you could be a senator, too.
Yeah, I don't know anything about politics. But then again, they probably don't either.
Yeah, not after the thing she said on the show.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Damn it. That's why I can't have my Oprah show either. Is that why you said that yesterday on Facebook? I got to figure out that I don't want to be Oprah. I don't think I can be after the things I've said on here. I'm just forging my own path.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
So that's really like, it's really wherever you are, like, no matter if it's true or not, I don't think that you need to beat yourself up. You just need to accept where you're at, and where you're at is okay, you know, and that's what I'm doing because I was really like thinking about it and I'm like, huh, get in touch with your anger, figure out who you're mad at, all this stuff. And I kept trying and trying and I'm like looking, I'm like, do I hate you? No. Do I hate you? No. Am I mad? No. Yeah. And then I was just racking my brains and I'm like, you know
But
what?
It's supposed to be subconscious though. I mean, you're not supposed to know that you're angry. You know, I mean, that's how it works.
Right.
You know,
but I've had my meltdowns and I've had my breakdowns and I think sometimes like, it's okay to just like
to
be
just
okay.
Be happy. Yeah,
it's okay.
Absolutely.
And I just think that there's, because I know this particular person that wrote me this stuff, not her, but him, has, and I know it for a fact, so he talked about so many issues in his own life and is just kind of cynical in the first place. So it was already taking that. That was really to bring me down. And immediately, like, my first instinct wants to be to say that to him, but I'm like, well, what is he going to take from that? You know what I mean? Like, that's just going to make him, like, see that I'm a bitch. And then ruin the whole point of it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should just kind of, like, let people be and accept people as they are. And if I am in this giant bubble of denial, let me be in it. It's not affecting your life.
Yeah, there you go.
So let's just all accept each other as is.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you have something to read also, or was that
No, I just wanted to talk about that.
That was it?
Yeah.
That's lame.
Oh my God! Every time I read something, you tune out anyway. Are you friggin' kidding me right now?
Well, what are you reading Tolstoy? Like, what are you reading?
No, I read like different quotes. I read different quotes that inspire me and
she
stuff.
She has affirmations.
Affirmations and quotes, but they're pretty damn good. I read like from Daily Ohm and things like that. But I thought today I would make it like a little more personal and speak from my heart.
No, that's true.
And now that's lame.
You know, I'm giving you a
it's
hard
a good
time
thing I
relax.
Love where I'm at. We should kind of just let people be.
Yeah. Well, I had to bring you down somehow.
See what I'm saying? That's number three in a week.
Nice. 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 Awesome. I feel the love.
There's so much.
Yeah.
But
so,
I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I do have a positive news story.
Yeah, let's hear about that. Yeah.
So in Africa, in Malawi, I'm not going to try to pronounce the name.
Malawi.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have that in front of you? Or that
just... I do, but I don't read very well.
Isn't that where Madonna like adopted that kid? Wasn't that like Malawi or something?
Know.
Yeah,
I don't
something
know.
Like that.
Well, I guess they've had a major. I don't know. I guess they've had a major drought there recently, and you know, a lot of the kids obviously can't afford to go to school. Well, there was this one 14-year-old boy who had just gotten kicked out of school because he couldn't keep up with the fees and stuff. It's like $80 to go to school. But so they have had a drought. They've had no electricity. They've had no nothing. And he remembers seeing in one of his school books about windmills and how wind, you know, can bring, you know, electricity and promote, you know, whatever.
Energy.
Thank you. That's me, like, telling stories and only knowing half of them, what it does. But I think what he did is amazing. So he decided on his downtime from school, since he couldn't, he just went to wherever, I want to say library, but I don't even know if they have a library there, and just kept studying and, like, took all the scraps from all over his little village and stuff, trees and plastic and all the stuff, and like built a windmill and is now providing energy to his whole entire village from what he read
really?
In books.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so now they have like this one light bulb in his village and people come over to read and do stuff like wherever he's from, people from outside the village that don't have it.
Wow.
But just like one 14-year-old boy with a dream and stuff, and went and like changed the whole entire village and provides them with electricity now.
That's a great story.
Yeah
you
really
see
cool.
She finds them. I find the worst stories. Like,
well, but that's my point.
On CNN there was a gang rape, you know, 20 guys.
Now,
yeah. Not to bring you down or anything.
That doesn't bring me down.
But
I was
that's
wondering
what
where I was.
See.
It's a positive news story.
It's all about glasses half full.
Yeah, I suppose,
empty,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the
I've been in a personal drought for a while, so 20 guys might not be. I'm just kidding. To who got gang raped, I apologize.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
But no, I totally destroyed your moment here.
You always
but,
do. So
but I was trying expected. To, yeah, I was trying to demonstrate.
No, but
that I only find the bad story.
Well, right, but that's because that's my whole point of this, yeah. Is that the news media, that's all they do is focus on, and there's so many good things happening in the world that no one pays attention to, and so I try to find them. And it is difficult to find these news stories, but this one was from upbeat.net. Because I have my happy news, I have my positive, all these different websites that I go on to find these stories. Right. That find them in major things, that this story was on CNN.com.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So if you would have looked a little harder.
I guess, if I had,
well,
yeah.
If you're not going to find something positive on upbeat.net, I don't think you're going to find, you know.
You won't find it anywhere.
That's my point. But that website goes and finds, it does all the legwork and finds it from all the different news sources to find and bring it together. So then it's made easy for me, so then I could share.
Right, that's pretty cool.
So I could share with Sherry.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for sharing, Sherry.
You got it.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. Turn on a light somewhere inside.
connections, I like to gently cup my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice.
I love that you play something like that and then you look right at me.
I want to see if it's still funny to you.
Every time. Every time. I did cut my balls. I can't even do that accent, but it's funny.
Yeah. Did you see the movie, uh-huh. Borat?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you, Jeff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that something else?
I didn't like the last
Neither
one.
Neither did I. That's what I was just gonna one. Say. Yeah, I didn't like that. Not, yeah. You know. I was disappointed.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, it had its moments, you know. But
I just
felt
like it was trying to be over the top, you know, like where the first one was just so naturally funny, and I don't know if it's because he was, you know, it was improv type thing, you know.
Yeah.
But this last one it seemed like it was trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was. I mean, it had the moment when he turned these Mexicans into furniture.
Yeah, okay, that was funny.
With Paul Abdul.
That was actually really funny.
That was really funny.
Oh, I forgot about that.
How can you forget something like that?
Yeah, I forget movies, but that was really funny.
And Paula Abdul walks in and she sits right on the Mexican.
And just all like...
And they put the food tray on the other guy.
I used to love his show, like the Ali G show. Did you watch it?
No, I never watched it.
I never watched it.
Oh, you know what? Get the DVDs and check it out.
Yeah, it's funny, huh?
That guy is a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is.
Yeah.
You know?
When you see him just like doing regular interviews, I'm like, you're Borat?
Yeah.
You know, like it's just so.
Right.
I heard Ali G was great. People told me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's a lot of great stuff. That show came from England, though, right?
Oh, yeah, he's English.
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing is, Borat, I remember watching it, Borat was one of the characters that he came up with, and he would do these. And he was not, to me, the funniest character. I thought Ali G was the real,
he's pretty funny, too.
Was the real thing. So when that movie came out, I'm like, oh, well, I'll go check it out. You know, he's kind of funny in the show, it's a funny, you know.
Yeah.
And oh, my God, man. Yeah. I don't remember ever laughing that hard, you know.
Yeah.
All at once.
I know. Do you like to travel, Jeff?
I love to travel. Yeah. I haven't done I've traveled all around the country. I haven't done a lot of traveling in Europe or anything like that.
Right.
Only like South America. I've gone
down
to.
Oh, I
want
to go there.
Oh, that's cool.
I went to Brazil. It was kind of fun. My grandfather is Italian. I'm like from Italian descent.
Uh-huh.
And I guess his father had emigrated to Brazil and brother. And they had lost touch. They hadn't talked in forever and forever. And so maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, my cousin went online and found the Brazilian family, part of that family. And we went down to visit them and they were exactly like my mom's side of the family.
Really?
Yeah, it was my mom's side of the family in Brazil, you know, with accents. But we had the best time.
That's really cool.
It was totally different culture, man. You walk, you know, you're like, oh, let's all sit down and have lunch. And they're like, okay, we'll be right back. And they'd go out into their backyard and pick all the food that we're going to eat, you know, other than the meat that they just killed a cow for, you know, like a few minutes ago. I mean, it was incredible.
You make your own food, pretty much.
Grow it, make it, you know what I mean, and cook it, you know, pick it and make it right there.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And did everybody walk around in Brazilian bikinis?
Not as much as I would have liked.
That's honestly what I think about Brazil. I mean,
no. And you know what was the other drag about it?
Wax.
Yeah.
When I went down there, I was either just started dating somebody or, you know, it was not exclusive, or I was single. I don't remember at the time, but I was definitely like able to go out and, you know, do what I wanted. And I'm thinking Brazil, woo, you know? So I went out, and the problem was all of my cousins would not like any girl would approach me or I'd try and approach, and they'd surround me and be like a buffer zone.
They were
to like totally because they're like, oh, we're not letting you go off with one of these, you know, who knows whether where you'll end up if you go off with one of these Brazilian women.
You're like, I want to end up there.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me, that it was not part of the, you know, point of vacationing. So, you know, I got to see a lot less of Brazilian women than I would have liked.
I had like in high school, like one of my close friends was Brazilian, and before like Brazilian wax or anything came out, like she would come back, she would go back home and visit a lot and show us, like we'd all go to the beach or do whatever, and she'd come out in these bathing suits, like, and you're in Miami and we were young, so it wasn't like these bathing suits, everyone was wearing them, and we just looked at her and we all, like all the girls, and we were like, what, she's not wearing anything, like they were so tiny.
I
just remember seeing that as a young girl and being like, wow, these girls in Brazil really like to show their bodies off.
Yeah, in fact the rest of the world world does, you know. Yeah. It's only here that we're so uptight, it seems, you know.
Yeah.
That's
you
what
go
she
to
said
Europe,
to me at the time,
you know,
yeah.
you go to the Greek islands or, mm-hmm. you know, wherever, Monte Carlo and all these places. And, in fact, when I was in Denmark, like, some years back, it's very cold there, obviously. But during the summer, when they get a sunny day, everybody goes to the park and suntans topless.
Really?
Yeah, no problem. Right wow. there in the park, you know, in front wow. of kids and everything.
So what is the matter with us?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
Like, come
and this
on.
Is where the sexual revolution started, you know? I mean, right here. So that's why it's hard to understand, you know, how we've become so
yeah.
uptight about it.
I wonder if they have, like, more sex over there or more disease or things. Because you know how when things are just right in your face, you don't want it as much or need it as much, you know, than when
right.
it's hidden?
Yeah.
I wonder, like, what their sex life and stuff. I mean...
We'll figure it out.
Okay, I will. I'll go do some research.
I was going to say, the show's going on location. Is that what's happening? Jesus.
Sam, get working on it.
No, that's a good idea. Huh? We'll go on location. That'd be a good excuse to travel a lot, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? It's internet. You can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm bringing my flip cam to New York anyway because I got lots of documenting to do.
Yeah.
I'm seeing friends I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Your trip's going to be better.
Yeah. We're both traveling.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Israel, actually.
Oh,
to
wow.
visit my family.
How great.
And I'm stopping in London for a couple of days. Just to make it sort of interesting, you know?
Because yeah. Israel's not interesting enough as it is. Okay.
Well, when I go back, it's different. You know?
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't go to see places so much as to see people and
right.
stuff. You know?
Yeah, sure.
You definitely have to take pictures because I'm still picturing you in these robes and sandals walking in Israel. I swear.
You have no clue, do
no,
you?
No, none. And then you're like by the Black Sea, like doing stuff to yourself.
Black Sea? No, Dead Sea.
Dead Sea, that one too.
Oh my God.
And the worst thing is that I'm Jewish.
Yeah. Her geography is not up to par.
Right.
We already
right.
know this.
This is
I meant the Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea. It's
yes.
amazing, you know, that you can just lie on top of the water and float.
Is that what they meant when they, maybe when they were talking about like Jesus walking on water, maybe?
Yeah, you think that's what
yeah,
it happened?
I just
you can't walk
it.
On water, though.
Well, I know, but I just mean like that it's so, I mean, what's the point of the Dead Sea? Not the point, but what do they say about it? That you could just float on top, right?
Right.
Maybe Jesus
yeah,
had kind of... really, really big feet. You
yeah.
know? And so it was like you're lying
like flippers.
Down. They were flippers and you could walk, you
or
know?
His heels were so long. He just sat at the bottom and you didn't know.
Yeah, that's a thought.
But all the minerals in there are supposed to be very healthy
yeah,
for you, you
that's
know, and stuff. But yeah, it's an interesting place to go to, you know. And then you can go to Masada also, which is it's like an old story where the Romans were surrounding a small group of Jews and everything, and then they all committed suicide just so they're not captured by the Romans and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's but it's an adventure. When I was a kid, you used to have to climb up there. You couldn't get there any other way, and it was very hard. It's very steep and stuff. But now they have like cable cars and stuff, so you can get up there. But there's a lot of interesting
yeah.
stuff out there for sure.
I think
you know,
super cool.
Yeah.
This is gonna sound like a really dumb question, and I'm just putting it out there already.
Yeah.
I don't know why I picture it though. I know in Egypt, obviously, that's where pyramids are. Are there pyramids in Israel?
No.
Okay, just
no.
picture that.
Yeah.
You should have just messed with her. What a great opportunity
that's
that would have
true,
been.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. That could have been 5 minutes of us being like, yeah, and they were brought there by aliens?
Yeah.
And so
I'm really not an idiot either, it is, but like I don't know, maybe I just have dreams of it. And in your robe and sandals in front of the pyramid.
Yeah,
no,
the camel,
Sherry,
right?
Right. No, Sherry, this is Egypt.
Yeah,
just put an Israeli flag on the pyramid.
There you go.
That's right.
Never mind, I'm going to stay quiet about these things.
You're crazy.
I'm excited for you. You're going to have a great time.
Thank you.
So you need to bring back pictures from there and then pictures dressed in your fishnets as the woman.
In my fishnets?
Yes, I haven't been able to stop thinking.
Hold on
I'm
a second. Hold
those.
On. Back up.
Yeah,
back
we were
up.
Talking Let's... about Halloween yesterday.
You dressed
yesterday.
Up as a woman.
Oh.
And several years ago, I had dressed up as a woman, so now she wants to see the picture.
Well, yeah. Well, don't you?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you make an attractive woman?
No, not at all.
No, but Sam being, you know, not that he's conservative, but he's Sam, you know, and being dressed up as a woman is just
right
funny.
Right doesn't seem to fit
at all. And especially like your woman wore fishnets, that's what makes it even more interesting. Like you just weren't wearing like a skirt and pantyhose, you're wearing fishnets. It's awesome.
Yeah. With
awesome.
A mini skirt.
Yes, it's great. What color hair was your wig?
Black, dark black.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I totally looked like a tranny.
But you on the plus side, you made a lot of money that night.
Yeah.
You might have woken up with lockjaw, but you had a bunch of dollar bills in your hand.
Wow, that's cool. So, your show is LA Gen X. Let me remind everybody, it's Saturdays on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Definitely a great way to start off the Saturday morning. I know you'll be listening and stuff,
I
right?
Do, yeah. I actually listened to your pilot show that you were talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like after I met Jason here and stuff, I was like, oh, I want to see what their show's about and stuff. So I listened to the pilot. You guys were super fun.
Yeah. A lot of fun. So you guys are only in your 30s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's cool.
Right. We are the Gen X.
Yeah, the time of your life, man. The 30s are the best, I think, you know? Because you're not too young to be stupid.
You just said 20s are the best.
They say it gets better. Don't you feel like your decade is pretty damn good?
No.
No, you're over it already?
That's because we've got bitter party of one over there.
No, I'm really happy. You know, I wish I was younger.
Yeah.
I just, for wrinkle's sake, that's about it. But, like, I love where I'm at, you know? Yeah. It's a great time. 30s
are... Yeah, you see, she's full of wrinkles. You know, I mean, I don't see what women find those things, you know.
Well, I mean, I blame them on laughing a lot and smiling a lot, even though they're all fake smiles. And there's really just tears coming out. But beyond that, yeah, my friend and I were talking about the Botox yesterday. We're like, we might do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Lasts for 6 months. Okay. I want
to. Don't ever do the collagen in your lips.
No.
Is it like the stupidest thing you've ever seen? They all look like they got punched in the mouth.
I'm just afraid I won't be able to feel anymore, and I've got to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I just had this conversation last night with a group of women actually that I think women are way more focused on their bodies and the way they look than we are.
That's because you've been told all your life, like as you get older, men like get distinguished and better looking.
Right.
Women just become older. And then saggier and haggier and uglier.
Yeah, but now you know it's. I mean, look at all these. You know, there's a show about Cougar Town.
Yeah,
you know
I know.
What I mean? Now women are getting it. They're like, you know what? We're still hot.
No, I do have to say, I feel more attractive at this point in my life than I ever have in my life.
Right.
So, and I don't know if that's like a physical thing or if it's just the way I think in my brain. Whatever
Probably
it
both.
Is, I love it.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely like more confidence that you carry around. You know what I mean? Just as who you are.
Right.
So, I mean, I definitely think I'm hotter than I've ever been.
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool.
You're definitely
and so
LA Gen X, and
you are LA Gen X.
Yeah, you're a Gen X for sure.
Yes,
there's something about that generation, like Generation X. You know, when you're around people that are in their 30s and you bring up, like somebody brings up an 80s reference, you know what I mean? Like Molly Ringwald, for example, right? It's like see, there's a reaction. You start smiling and laughing and like, there was something about that time,
you
know, the Brat Pack and all that,
you
know, I guess everybody feels that about their generation, but
I don't know. I feel like Gen X and maybe because it is our generation, but I feel like we're just so much closer. We just get it. Like that there's a camaraderie, you know, like do you feel that with the baby boomers?
No.
See? But then again, you don't feel camaraderie with anybody.
There is that.
Yeah. No, but Gen X, every time people say Gen X, like there's just, I don't know, there's something that's just there.
That's right.
I think we just kind of got it.
That's right.
And get it.
And you could tell that's true because they never came out with another Gen.
Right.
You know, like you thought they'd follow it up with like Gen Y.
Well, no, they did.
They did,
Gen Y,
but Gen Y died on the vine.
Yeah, totally did. Not,
hasn't
caught
on. Didn't
go anywhere, no.
Yeah, they totally did. It's true. It's true. It stopped with us.
Yeah.
With me, really.
Where are they going to go after Generation Z, though? Are they going to start from the beginning again?
Then you get AA.
Which is for a completely different reason.
Yeah.
For quitters.
So do you have someone in your life right now, or are you on the prowl?
No, but I'm not, you know what? I haven't even gotten to the on the prowl yet, you know, although I'm starting to feel like I need to.
Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of still like, you know when you have, you're out of a long-term relationship, you have that like shell shock, you know, period.
And you want a little break.
You want a little break. Well, you...
Yes and no. You probably want... You miss having that.
Yeah,
that.
You don't really want a break, but you feel like you better have one. Otherwise, you know, you're going to do damage to yourself and others. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I mean, when I first broke up, there was a quick, like, little burst of activity, let's say. And then it was like, well, this didn't go well. Let's, you know, let me dial it back a little bit and, you know, give it a little time and, you know.
Well, you probably realized, though, like, that the reason why you were in a relationship because you actually enjoy being in that place. It was just maybe with the wrong person.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? And you want to get back to that. The grass is always greener.
The grass is always greener.
Yeah.
Then you went and had your little activity and you realized, yeah, that's unfulfilling, too. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. These are nice cuddle days.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that I don't have anyone to cuddle with because I'd stay in bed all day.
Especially when it's cold out like this. Yeah. I love it. That's the one thing I miss about like New York is the winter days are the best like hanging out with your girlfriend days. You know what
They're
I mean?
It's so cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think rain is very romantic,
I
you
do
know?
Too.
It sort of like creates a bubble around you, you know?
Yeah. I love well, in that, my movie world, it does.
Yeah.
I got candles going and a fireplace.
And the music in the background.
My imaginary lover. Who's the best lover I've ever had. But this started at a young age. I used to be in love with Ricky Schroeder. Like, that was my thing, Silver Spoons, you know, and I was obsessed with him. And my family just brought up about whenever we would go out as a family, we always had to get an extra seat at the table because Ricky was sitting with us. And I would make the waitress take an order from him. Like, my imagination went
Are
way back
Are you kidding
then.
Me?
No, not at all. No, I was in love. And I, like, really thought we were going to get married. I came out here at 15 years old to see California, and we went on the Stars tour, and it stopped in front of Ricky Schroeder's house, and I made the tour person stop, and I went and rung the gate to try to see if I could meet him, because I was convinced that when Ricky met me, we were so getting married. He'd fall in love. But now he's Rick Schroeder,
and
not attractive.
That's right. You'd be a Mormon or something, right?
I don't know what he is.
What he is,
he's not attractive anymore to me, though. Yeah. Once he got an NYPD Blue, I was like, really? That's what you turned out like?
Oh! He was great on that show,
well,
too.
No, I'm not talking acting-wise, just looks-wise. I was like, eh. Oh, plus, okay. I'm not into blondes. Like, I don't know how I ever liked a blonde-haired, blue-eyed
really?
Guy.
Really? Yeah.
No. Very
wow.
Not into surfers.
Yeah.
Like the ethnic look.
Boy, you're in the wrong city.
No.
There's a lot of ethnic.
There's lots of ethnics.
Yeah.
Just the Mexicans in the truck next to me yesterday. Going, ay, 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 mommy, mommy.
I know. Who does cat calls anymore, you know?
They do.
Yeah, they're the only
and
ones.
And construction workers still.
Still.
I think some people have become construction workers just so they can have an excuse to cat call.
Yeah. Well, some things are timeless, you know.
Yeah. And then you realize, am I supposed to smile, laugh, flip them off?
So it depends on your mood. That's the fun part.
I just go, good call, guys, good call. More.
There was some comedian talking about that, and he's talking about the guy who's at the light who honks on his horn and like goes, hey! You know, and he was saying, do we really think that's going to work for some girl, poor girl walking across the street? Like, does that mean she's going to come to the window and go, oh, is there somewhere we can go and have sex? You know, like, really? That's the best we can come up with, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if he has a hot face attached to it.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I think that was maybe the last, I heard that, and that was like the last time I ever honked my horn at anybody.
I think he's talking about me. I'm going about
think,
it all
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, we got to wrap up. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks.
And everybody go to lagenx.com, and you can also go to the show's page on our website. And again, Saturdays at 11 on Channel 2.
Yes, and come talk to me on our fan page since I won't be on for a while.
Yes, there you go. And we are taking a couple of weeks off, and we're going to have some best of during that time. So if you guys are hungry for more shows, you can go back and listen to old stuff.
They're going
to
say hunger for more Sherry.
Yeah.
But I forgot.
I'm sure they're going to hunger for that as well. So, Sherry, enjoy your time in New York.
Have an amazing trip.
Okay, I will. And I'll keep everybody posted on what's going on
and
everything. And you'll see in the pictures there's no, there's no robes and shit.
Just picture Jesus.
Yeah. Now you got to take one with robes and just send it to her just to mess with her.
I know,
everybody else wearing robes all around you.
I'm like, I told you.
I know.
Have a fantastic trip and a safe trip.
Thank you very much. Everybody, thank you all for joining us. And we'll be back here in November.
Have been listening to Sam and Sherry in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question or comment for the show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Sherry in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.